At a ceremony with the governor last week welcoming high-speed passenger rail service to Greenfield, Congressman Richard Neal of Springfield echoed comments Patrick has heard many times at many public appearances in the state's four westernmost counties.
Western Massachusetts has not had a better friend than our neighbor, DeVal Patrick.
The fact Patrick has a second home in Richmond no doubt made it easier for him to pay attention to Western Massachusetts. It's been observed that his public schedule during warm weather months often included Monday morning or Friday afternoon events in the region. But Patrick said there was more to his connection with Western Massachusetts than a vacation estate in the Berkshires. He vowed early on in his first term to not ignore the area, as he believed his recent predecessors had.
And one of the things I learned in the course of the first campaign was how left out people in this region felt in previous administrations, how what an afterthought, if a thought at all.
Patrick restaffed the Western Massachusetts governor's office, located in the state office building in Springfield, which had been closed by Republican Governor Mitt Romney due to budget cuts. The move was seen as symbolic of Patrick's commitment to the region. He became the first sitting governor ever to visit the small Hampshire hill town of Goshen, according to local historians. Patrick went there in 2008, to sign a bond bill to bring broadband to the state's rural areas.
That phrase that you've all heard that's used all the time is about legislation that is passed and sent to the governor's desk. The governor's desk is right here in Goshen right now, so let's sign this bill.
More than symbolism, Patrick demanded substance for Western Massachusetts. Cabinet secretaries said he never failed to ask at meetings what they were doing for Western Massachusetts. All the attention was invaluable, according to Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse.
Every big public infrastructure project that we've done over the last several years in Holyoke has been a result of his administration making and deciding to make that public investment. And he is of the mindset that government plays a big role in making the communities places we actually want to live in and have our business in. And he's really been instrumental in turning this Commonwealth around.
Some of the investments the state made in Western Massachusetts during the Patrick administration include the High Performance Computing Center in Holyoke, a state data center in Springfield, the new Great River Bridge in Westfield, and the planned reconstruction of the I-91 Viaduct. Patrick became personally involved when North Adams Regional Hospital closed earlier this year to assure people in the northern Berkshires had access to health care. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said Patrick played a pivotal role in the city's resurgence. When Patrick took office, a state finance control board was running the city. Now, Springfield has the highest bond rating in its history and a $40 million rainy day fund. It certainly did not hurt Patrick politically to pay attention to Western Massachusetts, according to Tim Versalotti, political science professor at Western New England University.
The Pioneer Valley votes pretty regularly for Democrats. Now, the southern end of the valley has been trending more towards moderate Republicans in recent years, and this is only about a sixth of the electorate, but not a part of the state to ignore if you're a Democrat running statewide.
On the night of June 1, 2011, Patrick and a convoy of public safety officials raced west from Boston on the turnpike after hearing reports of a tornado in western Massachusetts. What turned out to be the most powerful storm to strike the state in 50 years claimed three lives and left a path of destruction through a half dozen communities, including the state's third largest city. Patrick promised there would be a silver lining from the dark clouds.
There is partnership here, which we've seen in such robust measure in the immediate aftermath, that we need to take on to the longer term work of reviving, not just rebuilding, but reviving the affected communities.
Patrick's presence, his role as chief executive and chief comforter, was important to the tornado recovery effort in the view of Versalotti.
I think people felt that even if it took a long time to rebuild, that the governor had our backs out here. And that's something that you can't say about all governors when it comes to Western Massachusetts.
Governor-elect Charlie Baker has said he will govern the entire state. After initially saying he was uncertain as to whether the Western Massachusetts governor's office would remain open, Baker said recently he will keep it staffed. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.